This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Although there are many challenged books still in process, the Campbell County Public Library has relocated two books that were in the final stage of the challenge process from the young adult section to the adult graphic novel section. 29 books that have been challenged have completed step four of the challenge process, while three have moved to the last stage, which is appealed to the library board for a final decision. Five appeals have been heard, and those books have remained in their original collections. In all, 57 challenge forms have been received and response letters sent back to those who challenged them. 29 separate titles were challenged by 17 different complainants. The Campbell County Friends of the Library are purchasing copies of the titles that have received requests for reconsideration, and those titles are available for public review in the Campbell County Public Library admin office. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County has officially ended 2021 as the 10th driest year on record. According to the National Weather Service, it would take several months of prolonged normal to above normal precipitation to bring the county closer to ending the drought. The driest year on record came in 1936, when only 8.13 inches of precipitation were measured in the county. The annual Guns and Hoses Blood Drive finished up the competition with 450 people donating blood during the event. Hosted by Vitalant and held by the Campbell County Rec Center, saw the end of the competition ending in a tie, which means the traveling trophy will be shared with both sides for 2022. The City Forestry Division is again partnering with Campbell County Master Gardeners and Gillette College to provide a way for you to recycle your Christmas tree. Trees will be accepted at the College Tech Center located on 4J Road. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.